This is program number LW2099. Well, you know, it's amazing how often boys tend to imitate their dads. That's good, and sometimes it's not so good. It depends upon what the father is, what he does, what he's like. Hi, this is Larry West. I'm concerned. A lot of sons are learning from their dads disrespect for mom. In the Sunday issue of the Commercial Appeal Mid-South magazine, there appeared a four-page spread that deals with a growing problem among us. It was written by Lee Guthrie of Cleveland, Ohio. He's a journalist who wrote an article using the provoking title, Battered Wives, Battered Lives. In the article, he points out that a staggering 20-25% of wives in our society are regularly assaulted by their husbands. And he tells this story. She lives in a big Midwestern city, and she is desperate. Her marriage was never truly happy, but in the last 5 years, it has become a nightmare. Sarah is a battered wife. Her husband's increasingly frequent assaults have put her in the hospital 3 times. 2 of her ribs have been broken. She's missing a tooth, and she's simply lost count of her minor injuries like bruises and lacerations. Sarah is currently taking 40 milligrams of Valium a day. She's worried about that, too. Sarah knows she has enough problems without adding drug dependence to the list, but she has 2 teenage sons, and she has just got to be able to function. If Sarah's desperation finally turns into action, it'll probably be because of one of the boys. It's not a question of shielding them from the truth. They know the truth all too well, and like most boys, they tend to imitate their father. Several months ago, Sarah and her oldest son were having lunch. Before her husband left for work that morning, he had told his son to clean up the garage. The boy said he was going swimming with his friends. Sarah knew what would happen. If her husband came home and found the garage still littered with newspapers and other debris, the boy would not be punished. Sarah would absorb his anger. It was lunch. She was standing in back of her chair, and she remembered noticing that her knuckles were white. "You've got to clean up the garage today," she told him. The panic was so thick in her throat, she could hardly speak. "Get off my back," the boy yelled and stormed out of the kitchen. He started up the stairs to his room. Sarah was right behind him. She grabbed his arm. "You're not going anywhere until..." And then it happened. Sarah's 15-year-old son shoved her square in the chest as hard as he could. She grabbed for the railing but missed. She landed at the bottom of the steps. Her son ran out of the house. Like father, like son, Sarah lives with torment day by day, night by night. It first started coming from the man she married, and now it comes from the sons she brought into the world. How alone can you get? And it's amazing how, when you find yourself in a problem, you think that you're the only one suffering from it. In all probability, she doesn't realize how very widespread her situation really is. And she's seeing only the beginning stages of something that many people know all too well, that the teenage sons of violent fathers often show violent behavior in their own lives, too. Now, sure, it may be true that Sarah's problem is an extreme problem, but it's kin to a problem that is growing more and more acute day by day. In fact, it's what James Bannon, Detroit police commander, calls the most underreported crime. Maybe this picture is a portrait of your life, or if you're a husband, maybe it's that you're the one who's got the paintbrush and you're the one painting the picture. Maybe you're a husband and you find yourself not able to control your temper. If you are, don't be afraid to admit it, and don't be afraid to get some help. Maybe I should say, don't be too proud to ask for it. You know, you're not fooling anybody. People can see what you're doing. The only one you're fooling is yourself. Get some help, some professional help, for your wife's sake and for the son's sake who's watching his dad. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. Maybe it'll help. Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.